one of them is High Church, and one of them is the Singing Church,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is the School Church.
Oh.
And the School Church had a problem because the...
Is it attached to the University of Georgia, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. So there was a problem there between the... for some reason, the pastor didn't want wasn't nice to graduate students or something. So I just... one of my friends had problems there, so I just never went there. And then I don't know why I don't go to the others. It's probably because I stay up too late on Saturday.
Yeah. That has a lot to do with
it. But I have been to some interesting churches over there, some Baptist, and just to visit, you know, and the Church of Christ, and boy, hellfire and brimstone.
Oh, boy.
Exciting, though. Exciting service.
Yeah. Well.
And some really nice folks.
I have some advice for you. My advice is to let church become a big part of your life.
Mm.
Not just the institution of the church and not just going to church, but getting involved in the reading and study of your own religion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that if somebody asks you what you are, and you say, well, I'm a Christian, and the next question should be, how do you know you're a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be able to answer that question very, very well. And maybe you can, but knowing God and knowing Christianity is something, I mean, I found this, I wish somebody had told me what I'm telling you when I was your age, because I didn't get into this knowledge of how important it was.
Well, church politics always make me sad.
Church politics have to be ignored.
Yeah, how do you do that?
They do, because God must laugh when he sees people get so wound up in church politics, and he must be laughing and crying at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they understand? That's not why I want them to go to church. I want them to go to church to get to know me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not doing that. They're going to church to fight for their own interests and.
Well, that's what makes me sad. See, I'd rather stay at home and pray my own way and not have to watch that sort of thing go on.
That's a natural sort of feeling to have. But I don't think that's the feeling that God wants to promote.
Mm-hmm.
He wants people to be involved in His church. He founded the church and wants them to come and worship together,
mm-hmm.
and not alone. And wants them to have, you know, the feeling of brotherhood that comes, like the feeling I have for your father.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that doesn't come because we've gotten to be friends, you know, playing tennis or golf or whatever. That mm-hmm. comes from my realization that is a fine man, you know, because of what's in his, you can tell what's in his heart and his devotion to that. And so, He wants us to be unified,
mm-hmm.
and in the knowledge of Him, and to constantly be seeking more knowledge of Him,
mm-hmm.
and to be worshiping Him together. We can't change anything, can we? God is in control of everything. We can't change anything with our lives. The main thing I think He wants from us is to know and love Him,
mm-hmm.
and you learn how to do that,
mm-hmm.
by being involved in the study programs and
mm-hmm.
And the worshiping that takes place only at churches, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is a nice community, if you can ignore the politics.
If you can ignore the politics, and believe me, that gets hard, because we're just human beings, and we have our biases everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and you know, sometimes they are so silly, it's just ridiculous.